Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper, filling in for Jeffrey Davis this morning. Our next guest in the studio, graciously provided to us by MTP Software, is Dan Moriarty, who's the founder of FarmThrift.
Hello, hello.
Hey, good morning. So tell us about what is FarmThrift.
So FarmThrift is a platform to help farmers and local food economies make the best of the 21st century technology that is available now. So right now we're partnering with Got You, which is another startup in New Bedford. And what they do is they do restaurant takeout delivery service, sort of like Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. And we're partnering with them to basically do the same thing for farm stands and small farms, where you can get farm fresh goods delivered right to your doorstep via like an Uber driver. And our goal is to do that and work with Oceans Fleet Fisheries in New Bedford to try and create a digital grocery store that's 100% locally sourced. And then once we get that hammered out, FarmThrift will branch off into on-farm technology. So helping farmers utilize IoT and renewable energy, stuff like that, to help boost their resilience on their farms during climate change.
Interesting. So how did you get this idea?
So yeah, it's actually a funny story. So when I was a freshman in college, I was at community college and I was working at a gas station, and I was originally going to transfer to Bridgewater State, where I go now, midway through my freshman year. And then I decided I'd wait till sophomore year, so I was moving in with a bunch of other people who were just moving in. But I already told my boss at the gas station that I was doing that, so he hired another person, and you know, we couldn't just fire them right away, so I needed more money. And instead of getting a quick retail job, I just decided, because I live in Westport, which is a farming community, and I just kind of printed out some business cards offering, it said college students offering odd job services, called it South Coast Odd Jobs. And then next thing I know, I was working on farms all throughout Westport. And it just kind of hit me one day. I was like, because I was like, I want to eat local food, but I don't go to the farmer's market. And we did a survey. We found out that 88% of people we surveyed want to eat local food, but none of them go to the farmer's market. No one has the time to. So I was like, how can we fix this? And then it just kind of, you know, being a millennial, I'm exposed to all this tech all the time. I figured just do it in an online platform, kind of like how Amazon does it, but do it all locally sourced.
Interesting. Very clever.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, because certainly the farmer's markets are tough to get to at
they
the
are,
time
yeah.
when they're...
They do have some strange times. And if it's raining or something, then...
Yeah. So walk me through the steps of how you got this started and... Mm-hmm. And you know, some of the challenges that you overcame and some of the things that are working well and
yep.
where you are right now.
So actually the stars really align perfectly on this. So my co-founder Nick Caswell and I thought of this around this time last year, and it was just an idea for a while. I did an internship in Washington DC for the spring 2018 semester, working for Jeremy Rifkin, who is a leading voice in sustainability and digital innovation. But mm-hmm. When I was in DC, I was exposed to a bunch of co-working spaces, and I was just figured, oh, I'm about to go back to Massachusetts. I wonder if there's any in New Bedford. So I looked and I found Groundworks in New Bedford, mm-hmm. which led me to find E4All. And mm-hmm. then it said E4All summer business accelerator cohort, you know, apply now. And it was like due date. At midnight. And then I looked at the date and I was like, oh my God, that's in an hour. So I just hammered out the application real quick, and then they brought me in to like interview me, answered some questions. I got accepted to the cohort, and what they do is they match you with three mentors mm-hmm. who are various people in the small business community, whether they're business owner themselves or they work for banks, they do financial stuff like that. And one of the mentors I got matched with was actually Got You's mentor when they went through the same program about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And he actually shares an office with Got You. So we were literally, and we have to meet with them once a week. So we're literally meeting in Got You's office once a week. And it was just like, why don't we work together? You know, mm-hmm. Stars align perfectly. And then being that Nick and I are two college students, you know, we don't have much funding, and Got You already had the app platform. So that was perfect for us. And Got You wanted to branch into farms, and I had the connection to farmers by working for them. So like I said, it was just perfect.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering like the challenge of either getting farmers to
get
on the platform, or was it building a platform? It sounds like the platform was already there.
The platform, yeah, we really lucked out there, and we were lucky enough that Got You is very welcoming to working with us. And yeah, so our biggest problems now are really getting more farmers on board. we kind of we're still soft launching right now. So what I've done is I printed out some flyers that I'll be giving out to farmers at farmers markets when I go, because I've been going without any flyers for the past few weeks, and some of them, when they're a little hazy on the idea of it, the younger farmers are right on board, mm-hmm. but it takes the older guys some convincing. But I think with the pamphlet it'll be easier, but that is our biggest problem, because we need more inventory mm-hmm. online, because right now we have 3 farms. So we do have a good amount, because one of them does have a lot, and they have a lot of like jams and honeys and other stuff than just produce. But the more inventory, the better, because the problem we see is like you can order stuff on our platform, but you can't order like full recipes or meals yet. So that's what
some people sort of filling in things that might.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But we want to eventually be, like I said, a grocery store where you can get everything you need, and it's all locally sourced.
That would be interesting.
It would be, yeah, yeah, it'd be sweet.
So then you talk about the next phase of the business. I don't know how realistic that is at this point, is with the technology helping farmers get into the 21st century mm-hmm. and things like that. Is that close to being launched, or is that a little bit further?
No, that'll be probably a year or two from mm-hmm. now. We really want to get the delivery stuff hammered out. We'll be doing prototypes as we go,
yeah.
but as far as like really diving into that, probably like a year or two. But that's basically what I study at school. I just got a research grant this summer to write basically a white paper on how that tech can be applied and why it should in regards to climate change mm-hmm. and food monopolization yeah. by these big companies and stuff like that. So we know where we want to go with it, but it's going to require some R&D funding mm-hmm. majorly. So yeah. that's probably 2 years down the line.
Yeah. I mean, certainly a lot of the big companies are into precision farming mm-hmm. and things
yep.
like that. And
exactly.
understanding those things pretty well. So, you know, if people want to find, you know, Farm Thrift and use the yep. service, what's the best way for them to find that?
So the best way right now for them to, if you're a customer, the best way to do it is go on the App Store and find Got You Food Delivery. Right now we're just operating in the South Coast, but we plan to expand because Got You, like I said, they're only a year and a half old. So we're expanding to Fall River now. And you can download the app and then go over to the Got You Market. You'll see Got You Market partnered with Farm Thrift, and then there you can scroll through produce. You can see all the produce that's around, fish, jellies, what have you. And if you're a farmer or an artisan, a fisherman, someone who wants to sell on the platform, you can go to farmthrift.com and there'll be a contact button right there, and that'll go right to my email.
Fascinating.
Yeah,
very,
it's awesome.
Very cool. So I imagine you have to deal, you know, with the website dealing with seasonality.
Yeah.
I imagine it's probably a real challenge because I have my farm share, and, you know, every mm-hmm. week it's different.
Yep.
So
yep.
imagine that's probably the
yes.
challenge with inventory.
Yep. Seasonality is definitely a challenge. And like I said, since we just went through the program, we're launching now and we're late kind of in the season. So we see the fall as like kind of a beta season to test our assumptions, test the logistics, and then hard launch next summer and spend the summer getting more farmers and artisans on board. In regards to that, though, once we do move into farm tech in the future, a lot of that tech's going to focus on indoor growing to try and create a winter growing season. So there's year-round food security and food commerce. Mm-hmm. But like I said, that's way down the line.
Yes, interesting. So I'm just kind of losing my train of thought here.
Yeah,
had a question, but it went away. So I know what it was. It was actually really a very pragmatic question. How do you spell got you? Is it
GOTCHEW. Like we got you, but chew, like you're chewing food.
Like food, yeah. Excellent. And I imagine keeping the website up to date with the current things that are available is probably
yep.
the
Yeah, I swing by the farm once a week, double check everything. The main farm we have on now is one of the farms I worked on when I was doing odd jobs, mm-hmm. so I'm close with them. So I can just come by, double check the inventory, and then text them, you know, for updates, or call Tucker. Tucker's a farmer, and mm-hmm. just stay in the loop that way.
And so then they would Got You would send a driver to pick up and
yeah. Well, we do the driving, and Got You just pays us as if we were a driver. Yeah.
Okay. And let's see, what else did I want to ask? Why would farmers be reluctant to do this? That's the next question.
I don't think they're as much reluctant as much as it may not just click with them
mm-hmm.
because what we're doing is giving them access to a huge untapped market. And we go by, we take the pictures of everything. We type in we get all the data. We don't expect farmers to upload stuff to our platform.
Yeah.
We know they're busy. I mean, I've basically worked on farms. I know yeah. how busy they are. So we go and do all the logistical stuff and the tech stuff. I think it's more just sort of a generational thing. Because like I said, the younger farmers, like we met Silver City Acres, he's in his 20s, I'd say, probably in his later 20s. And the minute he heard the idea, he was like, yeah, this is awesome. So I think it's just more a generational thing. I think once we have more numbers and some proof of concepts and we can show like, yeah, it's pretty effortless for you and you get this whole new market, I think they'll be more adept to it.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, again. Thank you. This was awesome. It's my first radio interview.
Excellent. Thank you for coming in. Guest in the studio has been Dan Moriarty. He's the founder of Farm Thrift, which you should be looking for in the App Store under Gotchu. Yep. And if you want fresh farm produce with the convenience of Uber or Amazon,
Exactly.
That's the place to go.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.